decides Gaza's future, and your pieces in 972 magazine, the most recent. We're already in a regional war. Only a Gaza ceasefire can end it. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
CFRC 101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
Oh, waiter. Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. Today, I am with Devante, my friend, family friend. He's made a playlist for us all today. And do you want to go ahead and talk about the first two songs that we're going to play?
Yes. Hi. Thank you for having me. Really excited to be here. The first two songs, mostly, you know, the theme of my playlist is predominantly, you know, Canadian artists. I think everyone here is from Toronto that's on the playlist. The first two songs, one of them is from my good friend, Dula Sancti. The song is called Breathe.
Yeah, we all went to high school together.
We were all doing music in high school, but he's been doing much more than I have with the music. Him and Negative Q.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought he was Caillou.
That's like his. That's what they call him, but that's not like his alias.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you stop recording?
No. Oh. No, I didn't. Okay. It's just that it's a little loud.
Oh, okay. And the second song is an instrumental track by this producer named Ezra with an exclamation mark. I think he's from Toronto, but he makes like really good like ambient, like kind of dancey, like Flying Lotus type beats. It's really good.
Cool. So we're gonna play it now. Hope you guys enjoy.
Oh, should I say the name of the track?
Oh yeah, go ahead and say the name.
Second Cadence Arc by Ezra will be the second track.
Great. Okay, we're gonna play those now. Bye.
Leaves no armor. These cars are strong as suit alchemic. Rockin' hearts all on a Mia Moore. It's vintage, youngest brother always. All tricks too heavy, armor's being gone. Inflation's just a play. Not packing pistols when I say I'll blow you all away. It's just a cap, illusion, fusion. Don't spin when dancing, fissure, ran it back. Then here's your third wish, calling Namek, yo guru. I need a girl who's truthful. Both bad as Chi Chi, feel me?
Yep.
But whips and master Goku. I know you sweet. Know the hoes, just O's and she. Toast already smoked, but puffing on the overflowing Pico. There she go, like a rogue. Spill my soul, how inflation's take a toll. Breathe. Just to play, not packing pistols when I got to say that I'll blow you all away. Sway, throw powder, abracadabra, but my breath I have to count it off and absent in your presence. Thoughts, I'm scrambling, coherence, finally able, thank the fountains, wish you well, price is drastic. Arm is gone and sacrificial, at least that's the standard. Inflation's just a play, not packing pistols, say what then? Count me in, count me in. Count me in. Breath breaking up, let's hope the heart keeps. Hardest leaves no armor. These cars are strong as suit alchemic. Rockin' hearts all on a Mia Moore. It's vintage, youngest brother always. Breathe.
said I'm always hiccuping. What's so funny?
I'm recording.
I didn't realize you were recording.
Okay, so we just played Breathe by Duosanti and Second Cadence.
Arc.
Second Cadence Arc by Ezra. And then the next two songs we're going to play are Bambi by Tokyo Police Club and Does He Love Me by Keisha Shante and Foxy Brown. You want to talk a little bit about those songs?
Yeah, I do want to talk about those two songs. Again, fitting with the theme of Canadian music, I decided the next two would be like nostalgic songs for me. Like songs I would hear a lot when I was a kid. Tokyo Police Club is like a indie rock band. They have like a lot of music. I think they're one of the more popular ones from like the early 2000s. And when I haven't listened to them in a long time, but I decided to put them onto the playlist. And when I was searching them up again, I just found out recently that they like broke up at the beginning of this year. For whatever reason, I don't know. But it was like a group of teenagers. They started like when they were like 16 or 17. And I wasn't sure which song to choose, so I chose Bambi because I really like Bambi. And then...
How did you feel when you found out they broke up?
I didn't really care because I don't listen to their music anymore. I was like, oh, wow, like that sucks.
But it's like a closure to like a part of your life, no?
I already kind of had that closure. Like after elementary school, because I don't really listen to that type of music anymore. I'll have like moments where I decide to be nostalgic and try to listen to old stuff. But yeah, I was just like, oh, that sucks. But there's like a lot of their music that I haven't listened to because they still kept making music after I stopped listening to them. Mm-hmm. So this is, I don't even know what their most recent stuff sounds like. So interestingly enough, because I would listen to their very first songs. And the vocalist, like the singer, he has like a kind of like a nasally high-pitched voice. And then in this one, it's like his, he reached puberty at some point. But like, I think he was 18 or 19 or something. So now I'm pretty sure he's like in his 30s. So I have no idea what he sounds like now.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then the next artist, Keisha Shante. Isn't she... the girl that Drake sang about in like the Kiki
yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Even if
it's not her, he is like close friend of hers, mm-hmm. and vice versa. I'm pretty sure she played at like OVO Fest at some point.
Interesting.
Yeah, because or one of his concerts where he had like a bunch of Canadian acts.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was one of them.
I think I only know her song Unpredictable.
Yeah, but my sisters would play the song all the time, so I would hear it in the house a lot. And I really liked the beat when I was younger. Then, you know, Foxy Brown, you know.
Yeah.
Legend.
Cool. Okay, so we're going to play the songs Bambi and Does He Love Me. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
reason why I came down easy, spinning threads to a throne. A tiny kingdom at the bottom of the trees, where I was always a winner and I was barely alone. Turning into black and white, underneath the swinging lights, barely awake, but I still got my stripes. Cause you're the killer with the colored kind.
So the songs I just played were Bambi by Tokyo Police Club, and Does He Love Me by Keisha Shante and Foxy Brown. I was really into listening to that type of R&B, like the Keisha Shante type of music, like the R&B, the 90s R&B, right? Is it? 2000s or 2000s R&B? Like, yeah.
Mid-2000s, yeah.
Yeah, I was like really into listening to that type of music in the pandemic. So yeah, that's, I only know her song Unpredictable though. Yeah.
Yeah, that's like probably
her most famous song.
Yeah. It's probably like the second most famous song.
Is it?
I think so. I don't know about like numbers wise. Maybe not.
It's the third.
Oh, it's the third. Okay.
But oh, it's not it's even only that like, much. Yeah, wow. It's only like a few hundred thousand.
It would be like on TV like all the time, like on BET. Like I remember like as a kid.
Interesting. I don't remember that. I watched like kids channels when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah, I was like obsessed with like music channels. I'd watch a lot of TV, so I think it's just all encompassing, but that's sort of how, I mean, I had CDs around the house, but the easiest way for me, because I didn't own them, would be like my parents or my siblings.
Yeah.
So the easiest way for me to get to experience music is like music videos, and there was a music video for that, I remember, like as a kid. Yeah.
I remember talking about, this is kind of off topic, but I was talking about the Replay by Zendaya music video.
Okay.
Yesterday with my housemate on the way to Toronto. Yeah.
I don't know if I remember the music video. I don't know if I remember the song. Was that like on Family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, because Family would play a lot of music videos all the time.
Mm-hmm. It would be like their Disney stars, like random songs or whatever.
I think they played like the China and Anne McClain song. That's her name, right?
Yeah.
Like the monster something.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the name, but I know what song you're talking about.
Yeah. And I swear they would play it throughout the year, too. Not just Halloween, which is really weird. But the next two songs that we're going to play, do you want to talk about them? Introduce them?
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Not really. It's okay. I'll pull up my...
Is it the light?
Yeah, it was kind of like glaring.
Oh.
There's just more Canadian artists, I think specifically like Toronto artists. The two songs are Old Life by Mustafa and All I Seek Freestyle by OZM. Mm. Mustafa, I think he's pretty well known.
Yeah.
Like within the Toronto music scene.
I think even outside of Toronto,
it's like getting bigger within.
Yeah.
Like
he's like really good friends with Omar Apollo.
Yeah, like Daniel Caesar.
Yeah, Daniel Caesar. Yeah.
And he just.
Oh, yeah, he collabed with Daniel Caesar on his new album, right?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Toronto. The song is called Toronto, I think, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just had that. That mutual aid benefit concert for Gaza and Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
And he had like a lot of, he had Daniel Caesar was there, Omar Apollo, King Cruel, Earl Sweatshirt, I think Blood Orange, Claro.
Yeah.
I think I missed, like he had like a lot of.
Yes, I do remember Omar Apollo being in that concert too.
Yeah. Oh, Mos Def was, Yasiin Bey was there too.
Yeah.
He's a lot of people like outside of Canada are really messing with him. It's really cool to see. Mm-hmm. He's like from Regent Park, so he talks a lot about that like in his music. I really like this song.
Yeah, it's good music.
Yeah. I don't know OZM that well. Like I don't know her backstory that well, but I enjoy this song, so thought I should include it.
Wait, I swear Mustafa also collab with like Kehlani on a
probably
song for like Palestine, was it?
For, like or is on that her,
someone else?
Her album, maybe?
I think I'm thinking of someone else actually.
Okay.
Anyway. It was on. Anyway. Sorry.
It's okay.
Continue what you're gonna say about the other artist?
That's pretty much it. Like.
Okay.
I just like that song specifically. I don't really have a well detailed. Backstory.
Real. Sorry, like really. I'm trying to find the artist that I was thinking of. I think it was.
You can just search up Kalani.
Oh, it was Saint Levant. I think it was.
Oh.
Yeah. This guy. I think he's French though. Anyways.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Bless you. Oh yeah, he also had a song, Gaza's Calling. By Mustafa. Cool. Yeah. Because I remember putting him in one of the Earworm playlists.
Yeah.
Songs or whatever, and it was like Palestinian related. But then I was like, why did I think he was Palestinian? It was because he had the Palestinian song or like a song about Palestine.
No, he's from Sudan. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, were you gonna say?
Oh no, I was.
Okay. We're gonna play the songs now. Hope you guys enjoy. We'll be back.
station, take care of me. You'll be given the things you seek. Just be patient, take care of me.
Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. And the songs we just played were... What were the songs? Oh, Old Life and...
And All I Seek Freestyle.
All I Seek Freestyle. And then the next songs we're going to play are Galdem Diction by Sidani and Manto by Heems, Sid Vashi, and Vijay Iyer.
Vijay, I think.
Vijay.
You could have just said Humes.
True. I could have. But I like to include all the credited people, you know?
Sure, yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about those songs?
Sure. Sidani is a rapper from... I think they live in Jane and Finch area of, like, Toronto. I've met Sidani... One time I was doing like this journalism workshop, and Sidani was one of like the guest mentors for us, or one of the other mentors for the program. Really liked their music. And Heems is he's a Punjabi Indian American rapper from New York. He used to be part of like a this rap trio called Das Racist, that they were like really big during, I don't know, like the early 2010s, like blog era of music. And their music is kind of like, I don't know, satirical, jokey, kind of their idea of, people would describe it as, I don't know, deconstructionalists of like hip hop, which is a bunch of buzzwords, but they had like a large sense of humor with their music. And then the group broke up, and then Heems kept making his type of music, and then took like a 8-year hiatus and released two albums in 2024, and this song like touches on it. It's like a very vulnerable and like naked like discussion of like his upbringing and just like sort of generational trauma, and him dealing with like alcoholism and like his familial traumas as well.
Why did you say I wasn't gonna like it?
I don't know, just because most people don't really like what I listen to, so I just I usually have that disclaimer.
No, it kind of reminds me like his style of rapping kind of reminds me of, do you know that group of rappers that are like West Side Gun and like,
yeah, like Griselda,
I guess.
Like West Side Gun and like Kanye. Conway the Machine. I don't really see the similarities really.
Just like the style in rapping. Do you know what I mean?
If you listen to his older songs, it's like...
Oh wait, not West Side Gun. I forget who it is, but like maybe JPEG Mafia. I don't know who I'm thinking of, to be honest. But, like, on that spectrum of...
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, not the other spectrum of rap, where it's just, like... Do you know what I... Do you know
it's,
what
like, quote-unquote alternative. He used to, like...
Yes.
He used to make songs with, like, Childish Gambino.
Okay.
Like, when... Because Childish Gambino lived in New York.
Oh, yes. Like, Childish Gambino... Okay, yes.
Yeah, but, like, it was during, like, the very corny era of, like, Childish Gambino music.
Okay.
You know, like... Yeah, like, Camp...
Okay, yes.
Royalty, Childish Gambino.
Yes, that style of rap.
Yeah, he's like that's like the blog era kind of like rap style. Like his earlier stuff was he was popping during that time, and then he took like almost a decade off. And then he came back and sort of revamped himself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. We're gonna play those songs now.
Southside. Ever and ever, you got me. various flows, next level velocity. Titan can't match my ferocity. Southside fact though, go check the glossary. Bitch, you're a weirdo, peculiar and oddity. CC your CV, but come get a job with me. Sadani the scientist, all of the ologies. Finch West is where I learn psychology. Look, turned up by the light of the moon. These bitches were changing my mood. I'm chilling my chi, let me breathe, give me room. Real life, real time on a Zoom. Red cheese, let us pray with my goon. Cranes in the sky, but the bass is on doom. Southside get live when they boom. Super they up when I move, they say ooh. Whack shorty and her vibes on a fin. That shorty ain't getting it in. I'm playing for fun, yeah, I'm playing to win. Only whites that I'm touching is gin. This is no fluke, I could do it again. Tina rewind, come on, do it again. Kingdom.
We are
look, Southside. Dub, con, dub in disorderly. Big dog, lieutenant, baby, you're an orderly. 419, only way you're affording me. I run the campus, the dean, the authority. Mix up the bull, there's no way that you're sorting me. Solid, I grow the green, got the drip by the gallon. Are you dumb? Late night, don't need Jimmy Fallon. Dub, con, dub in disorderly. Big dog, lieutenant, baby, you're an orderly. 419, only way you're affording me. I run the campus, the dean, the authority. Mix up the bull, there's no way that you're sorting me. Solid, I grow the green, got the drip by the gallon. Various flows, next level velocity. Yo, big ranch titan can't match my ferocity. Southside.
So the songs you guys just heard were Galdem Diction by Sidani and Manto by Heems. And then the next two songs are going to be There Goes the Light by Rosie Lowe and Walk in the Park by the same artist.
Rosie Lowe. She's from the UK. She's a vocalist.
She's British.
I don't know if she plays an instrument, but she does. She did a collab album with this singer and like pianist Duval Timothy, and he's worked with like Solange.
Oh.
And he did a lot of piano work on Kendrick's last album, like Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. He's really cool. Like, I really like his music. They did like a collab album, I think last year or the year before. That's really good. So
I've been really into like pianist lately.
Yeah.
Like or this one specific one. Okay. But I guess I'll look into, what's his name?
Duval Timothy. Yeah.
I've been into Leon Mitchell's. He worked on Claro's recent album.
Okay.
Charm.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to talk about him in another episode because I'm going to do an episode on him.
Okay.
And yeah, so I'm excited about that because he's worked with a lot of artists that I really like. And it's crazy that. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we're going to play those songs now. Enjoy. songs that just played were...
Sorry.
The songs that we just played were There Goes the Light by Rosie Lowe and Walk in the Park by Rosie Lowe. Oh my gosh. My friend is... Anyway.
Oh my god.
Okay, so the next songs we're gonna play are There's a Light and Everything Stays by Peace. Both are covers. There's a Light is the Smiths cover, and Everything Stays is an Adventure Time song. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Everything Stays song, because I was just listening to it, and it was basically the same instrumental as the original, but didn't have a bass, which is basically the entire song,
it's like half of the
instruments,
right,
that play. And I thought that was really interesting because I was trying to learn this song on bass.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, Peace is a... I think she's from Ireland.
Oh.
She's like a Black Irish singer. I think Ireland.
Hmm.
And she does like a... She mostly does like YouTube covers. It's like acapellas of, and sometimes it's not even like the full song. It'll just be like a minute, like little snippet of an acapella. And I just really like her voice. I really like how she, her renditions of songs.
Yeah, it sounds like she's adding to the song too.
Oh, maybe those versions she like, kind of expands whatever's going on.
Yeah, because this song is actually really short.
Yeah.
The original one. But this one's like a little bit longer than the original.
And then for the one above, she kind of starts at the chorus of of that Smith song.
It's very pretty though. It's very whimsical vibes.
She has like a really pretty voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I guess you guys will find out about that right now when we play it. So enjoy that, and then we'll be back for the last song of the episode.
And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. The both of us to die by your side. Well, the pleasure, the privilege is mine. And if a double decker bus crashes into us, to die by your side is such a heavenly way to die. And if a ten-ton truck kills the both. The privilege is mine. Through the there's a light that never goes out. 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 Thank you.
Song, oh, the songs that we just played. You can say it this time.
There's a Light by Peace and Everything Stays also by Peace.
And then the last song that we're gonna play is.
The last song will be Any Day Now by Chuck Jackson. It's this. I believe the original song is from the early 50s, and it's been covered by several people, and I just love specifically this version of the song. It was I first heard it at the end of one of my favorite movies, Inherent Vice, and it just like resonated. It has like Joaquin Phoenix and like Owen Wilson, Josh Brolin. I read the book in high school for like a book report, and I knew they were making a movie of it, so.
I love like this type of music too. I love like I've been listening to a lot of like Otis Redding and Sam Cooke and Al Green lately.
Yeah.
So this is like my vibe right now.
It's a really like somber song, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah. I feel like R&B from like the 60s will always be my fave.
Yeah, it's just a lot of, you know, it's a lot of anguish. I guess it's more like soul, or like kind of more blues. It is like rhythm, traditional like rhythm and blues. But yeah, I really love this song.
It's nice. It does give
end of credits kind of.
Why am I blanking out on artists right now? Like, this is annoying.
I think Elvis did a cover of it, and like.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like he did covers on a lot of black artists' music. Yeah, I was just about to say, all of his discography is that. So.
Yeah.
The thing is that what I like about like 60s R&B is that they have a lot of like strings and like classical instruments, usually in their like organ. I love when they have like organ in the song or. Like trumpets. And like really nice like guitar licks.
Yeah.
It's cute.
And then you have like the background vocals.
Their vocals are like amazing. And it's like perfect. Perfect. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and thank you for being on this episode, Devante.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed being here too.
Yeah, talking about music's fun, so.
Yeah.
Check out his radio show.
What? No, just I don't have a radio.
His soon-to-be radio show, maybe?
If I have the mental capacity to do that, but yeah. Check me out wherever you can find me.
Yeah, his YouTube, maybe?
Which is nowhere. You can't find me anywhere.
You don't have, like, your film, like, you don't have.
I'll see you guys when you see me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wherever. Whenever. Okay. Well, enjoy the next song and see you next episode. Bye.
by my love, and you'll be on your way. Then my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Oh, any day now, I'll be all alone. Sad surprise, then the blue shadows will fall all over town. Oh, any day now, love will let me down. Oh.
Hey, all you Tiny Horse fans, want to hear your favorite indie rock band in a way you've never heard them before? Come out on October 4th to the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts to hear Tiny Horse perform in an acoustically engineered space. Friday nights in the Recital Hall concerts are all ages and licensed. Tickets are $20 each, and they're going fast. Check out queensu.ca, the Isabel, for details.